This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver police officer who opened fire on a crowded street in lower downtown last year pleaded not guilty to several charges. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A 2024 trial was set for Officer Brandon Ramos, who was indicted by a grand jury on assault and reckless endangerment charges after he fired his weapon in a crowded intersection in downtown Denver. Five bystanders were injured. The indictment called Ramos's decision to fire his weapon quote-unquote unnecessary, but Ramos will likely claim he saw a man with a gun and he was protecting his own life and that of other officers and public safety. Four of the five people shot have also filed a lawsuit against Ramos. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More Coloradans than ever before are using seatbelts, CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Every year, the state monitors and records data from tens of thousands of vehicles in hundreds of locations on Colorado's roads. The most recent results show drivers and occupants are buckling up at the highest rate on record, nearly 90%. That's still a few ticks lower than the national average, though. Arapahoe and Garfield counties had the highest rates of more than 97%. Jefferson and Pueblo counties were the lowest, with rates under 75%. Last year, more than 200 people killed on Colorado's roads were not wearing seatbelts. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Planners of a passenger rail line from Fort Collins to Pueblo say they want to start with bare-bones service that would keep costs fairly low. Andy Carcian is the general manager of the Front Range Passenger Rail District.
If we go for the Cadillac version right off the bat, that is a large ask to the voters, and it's a difficult sell. But we think that it makes more strategic sense to start off small and then be able to build that out as ridership and interest grows moving into the future.
The cheaper version could cost about $2 billion. Carcian hopes to have trains running in 10 to 13 years. It's 6 minutes after 6. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.